Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
All right, welcome to another episode of So You Think You Can Dance here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Kristen Burt. It is another night of hashtag girl party. All the girls are in studio. We lost Chloe.
We lost Chloe
to Comic-Con. I don't know if she ever came back. Hopefully she'll be back next week.
That's a good place to get lost,
though. It's a good place. And just a reminder, Jake will be back somewhere near the end of the season. He's off doing Sacramento Music Circus in a little musical theater. So
I think we should all go see that, actually.
That would be fantastic.
Road trip.
I was thinking a Southwest flight. That's me. I'm like, let's fly to Sacramento. All right.
It would be fun.
But right across from me, Allison's here. Allison Dean.
Hi, I'm here. I'm here again. You can find me everywhere at the Allison Dean.
And she's monitoring our chat room as
I
always.
Am, yes.
So, yep. Get in there.
You're chatting away, so no issue there.
Oh, and next to her, and our little on crutches, she came hobbling in, but it is season 9 Woo! Ladies winner. Yes. Eliana, welcome.
Hi, guys.
We've been trying to get you on the show. We finally got you here.
Better late than never. Hobbling up here.
Hobbling, traveling the world with Taylor Swift. You know, you've been busy. Oh, getting engaged?
Yeah.
High five.
While she was on tour with Taylor Swift, if I'm following the story correctly.
We're both engaged.
We really are soul sisters here.
Curly hair, everything.
I think that's why I was supposed to do the tour. I think the universe was like, you need to do this because guess what? I got a surprise. Boom.
Here's your man.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we can talk love stories all night, or we can talk the live show. I know. All right, well, we are going to talk the live show.
There may be some love stories on the show. Who knows? It's early on.
They're always brewing.
We could guess,
right?
We could guess.
Okay. They're always brewing. So first live show, stage versus street, new format. And I have to say, for everyone that was doubting Nigel, I thought it was a pretty exciting night. How did you guys feel?
Yes.
I completely agree with you. I think it was very engaging, and I loved the intro. Was it Chris Scott that choreographed that whole, the way they did the scenes, incorporating everyone's strengths? I think it's a fantastic, innovative, perspective of the show. I just don't know how it's going to go from here on out, because this is the difficult part. It's like comparing apples to oranges. Street has personality, they're individual, but then stage, it's like they've come from a different training, they come from a different background. I feel like it's really hard to compare.
It really is, but it's the unknown, I think, for me is exciting.
Yes. Can I just say yes to everything?
Yes, just do that.
Yes.
Very yes girl tonight.
Yes girl.
So that was, the opening number was Chris Scott and Jessica Lee Keller. And if people don't know Jessica, Teen Beach, and she also, Dancing with the Stars fans will know her. She did the Chris Scott, Derek Hough number a couple seasons back.
Ooh.
So she's a fantastic dancer.
She also was with Cedar Lake.
Oh, so that brings her together with Swan. Look at that full circle.
It's such a small world. She is an absolutely beautiful soul. If people don't know her, they should get to know her more, because she is just, beautiful heart. Her movement quality is so authentic and real. She's pretty much bringing, technique from East Coast over West Coast. I'm in love with her. She's amazing.
I love that. And look at, she's good at some hip-hop and moving some contemporary. She's got it all.
Oh, no, yeah, that was...
That was she's got it.
We also officially confirmed that Hurricane is out, which we talked about last week, but but thanks for confirming it.
You
this
didn't know?
Week.
What?
Yeah, so Hurricane was supposed to be part of the top 20, Alan Latour, and he was injured.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's why Asif is now has replaced him. We talked about it last week. They made it a big mystery, but I was like, I spoil everything.
She didn't make it a mystery for us. I was like, tell me.
I'm like, it's Hurricane.
Oh, man.
And I was really looking forward to him. I mean, he's from Haiti. I thought his story was interesting, too. And just, I think, for me, my personal interest, just coming from the country and visiting it. But hopefully this is not the last we will hear of him. So
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Not at all.
Yeah. The only thing I worry about is there's a season 13. I think he hits the ceiling of age.
Oh, so that's what I asked last week.
Oh, yeah, I think he's 29 now or 30. I don't know.
She did say, I think Kat Dealey said he retired. And I was like, wait, wrong. Bad choice of words.
Did he retire? I'm sure this is just like a stepping stone into something bigger.
Yeah.
For sure.
I saw he did a blog post. And, you know, I mean, you have to have some, it's so hard. It's just like,
so hard.
You were supposed to be in Jason's number and you were super excited to come back. And it's like, you have to have that perspective of like, maybe the universe is telling me to slow down. Like, maybe this just wasn't my time. I mean, we've seen Emilio. He wound up not doing season 10 and came back for season 11.
That's
and
right,
wound up
another
doing
one.
Step up 5. Like, you just have to sit there and gain perspective on things, even though at the time you're like,
what the heck?
Yeah. Well, and that's like what we were saying. There's always someone who has it worse than you. It is a sad, I don't know if it's a positive perspective, but it just helps you. For me, it's been helping me do less self-sulking. Like I was saying before, like I was eating dinner before today, and I was like, I felt myself getting in that, like, getting kind of down on myself. And I was like, no, I get to learn how to cook. I get to learn how to draw. There's so much I can do with my hands.
You get to come
catch
see
up
us.
On the blacklist. Oh. Catch up on the blacklist. See you guys. Like, it's all about the little things in life.
I agree.
All right, well, let's get to the very first numbers. And I'm going to be asking lots of questions to you guys because I was interested when I was watching this. I'm like, who and what do you think? So I'm going to be asking you tons of things like that. But we kick off with Team Street, Dave Scott, adore him. Meg's, Neptune, and JJ. And I'm going to say straight off the bat, I love that it just wasn't pairs, that it was like groups. It was like threes and duos. It just was different and it was fresh.
Yes, I agree with you on that. I think I was a little confused at first. I was like, JJ and Neptune.
New names.
Yeah, I was like, what? But no, I thought the number was fantastic. And it was totally fresh and fierce and fun. And I don't know. I loved all the moments. My favorite moments were when they were all in sync together. I thought that was like it was a wow thing. Yeah, I loved all that.
No, I think it was a great move on So You Think's part to show everyone's strength, but not necessarily make it about the individual. They're still incorporating stage versus street. So having the mini groups, I think, ties in all that together. And I think Chris Scott did a wonderful job about showing, you know, everyone had their moment and then they come in together and do the tutting scene. Like, I think it was choreographically fantastic.
Oh, wait, we're talking about the opening or the first thing?
No, we're on Meg's, Neptune, and JJ.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Dave Scott.
Okay, good.
So, well, here's the thing. This is what I want to know, because when you have a trio, you want to be a part of the group, but you also want to stand out. And that's kind of a hard thing to do, but it is a competition show. Mm. Who stood out to you in this number?
Okay, so for me...
See, these are the questions. This is what I was like, hmm.
So for me, JJ.
Okay,
but
I agree.
I feel like she's also one of my favorites, so I think but I don't know, I think that the way that she emotes when she's performing is just, it kind of captures you. And even though she was on stage with two other people that really, really know how to give personality to, she still just kind of stole it away from me.
For me, what? That was, did you hear that fart noise? It was a chair, not me. Just want to reiterate. For me, I think a whole performance, not only is it making the movement clarity clear, that's a lot of C words, also performance, I loved Meg's.
She's great.
I think she was quirky with it, but I think I'm more drawn to her personality. For me, I felt like Neptune got a little bit hidden behind the two girls. Well, I wanted to see him just come up a little bit more because, like, dude, you're the only guy there. But, you know, this is my perspective, and we can take it as a grain of salt. But overall, I think it was fantastic. There were moments where I was only looking at Megs for the whole time. Then I was only looking at JJ, right?
JJ,
yes. Yeah, so I would, like, go between the two. I didn't necessarily take a moment to look at all of them together.
Yeah, and you know, JJ is who I was drawn to. Megs, I'm fascinated by, though, because she's so sort of different for So You Think You Can Dance, and I love that because I feel like she has the potential to have the most growth. Like, I'm dying to see a contemporary number out of her. Throw her some ballroom. I mean, like, whatever it is, I think I'm going to be really interested because I think she's very open-minded about this whole process. Neptune, again, I think, like, he just, when you're the one guy in, like, the two dances, it brings me back to season 9 when we had Whitney and Lindsay, and I think Nick. He got completely lost, and he had these two beautiful blonde bombshells.
Well, that was really hard. He had to come up many, many levels. He just had to pretty much be like Antonio Banderas when he had those two bodies. But in the same thing, Neptune needed to kind of do the same thing
you can see how sweet of a person he is, though.
He's adorable.
Yeah, it's just like, let's bring that tiger out.
And I love that all three of them nailed the Dave Scott number. He's not easy to interpret, his choreography. We've had him in studio, and he's very creative, and even his thoughts are creative when he's talking to us.
Let me take a moment to process this.
He can be like, well...
Wait, so I'm confused. It's just Dave Scott? For some reason, I thought it was Dave Scott and Chris Scott.
Chris Scott did the opening number, and then the first number, it was Dave.
So many Scotts.
Both fantastic.
Yeah, they're both great. Both very different with their movement.
Very different.
Yeah. Now, did you work with Dave during your season?
I didn't get the opportunity to. I would have loved to, though, because I think that's something that would push me out of my zone. I got to work with Chris, though. Twitch and I did the mailbox with the postman, the postman one.
Oh, I remember that one.
That was adorb. Yes.
Oh, Twitch is awesome.
You had some great numbers, though. Oh, let me just reminisce for a moment.
Okay. All right, let's move on to our first with Team Stage, and it was Moses, Gabby, and Derek in a Stacey Tookie number. Mm. The new mama. She's got a really adorable baby girl.
Harper Lily.
Yes.
Aww,
literally the happiest baby on earth.
Of course, it's Stacey Tookie's
baby. Well,
yeah,
look at Stacey. She seems like she's very just, it's like a ball of sunshine.
Yes, right. Yes.
Exactly.
I gave birth to a ball of sunshine. I love that. This was probably one of my favorite stage numbers of the night.
I think I'm on your page, actually. It was definitely memorable for me. I it was the first moment that I got a semi-chill emoting thing. Like, I definitely felt them with that dance. I did. I felt, like, very connected. I'll tell you the other one that I had goosies for. But, I enjoyed it. And Gabby... I think this was the first time that Gabby, I've always liked her, but this was like the day where I'm like, ooh, yeah, she gonna bring it.
She was just doing
she's
like this.
She's a voice you're reckoning with, yeah.
She was just like standing like this under the lights, and I was like, oh girl, you've got charisma, like you just got it.
Mm. That end pose with the hands down, just and the lights behind him, I was like, okay.
Watch out for the tapper.
You know, she's really surprised me, being how... And you see in the beginning piece, that tap section, she kills it. And then to see her versatility, that's what I think the show is about, is to not be comfortable, push people out of their comfort zone. So to see that,
yeah,
I think she is so far one of my favorite girls. For both the guys, I think it was beautiful, but this time I watched it more as a group piece. They were so in sync. They were really together on the timing. I didn't necessarily look at one more than the other. I was just always flowing. And I love Stacey Tookie's choreography. Just the transitions are so unique and innovative. And that's what a good choreographer is finding a different way of moving from A to B.
And some really nice male partnering.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Nails it. And I looked at this and I go, this is a week one dance. Holy cow.
What are we in store for?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be pretty major. Season.
Yeah, I just thought that was just really inspired choreography. And I'm interested to see what Stacey brings this season, because being a mom changes your life and it's going to inspire different creative things. So I think we're going to have some really special dances from her.
I agree.
I love it. Okay, if we had to judge round one, stage versus street, who won that round?
Oh my god.
I'm going to say stage for
you. You mean like in that number?
The first two numbers.
I can be there with you.
Stage.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I got yes, I felt more connected to the stage piece.
All right. Because we'll bring up the reason why I'm asking after, because I love this. Okay, we go on to our next street number. This is by Chris Scott. Chris Scott.
Here we go again.
Dave Scott back to Chris Scott. It's Lily, Yaya, Burham, and Asif. And this was the international dance because everyone was born outside the U.S., which I thought was kind of a unique dance.
I love that we have international people this season.
Yeah, like Czech Republic, Israel.
Japan.
So many.
Oh, no. Sorry. That's not this one.
Where's Lily from?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think, is Lily the only one that's from here?
I think she's from here.
I think she might be from here.
I think she might.
I don't know. Someone will tell us.
We need to know that.
Chat room, please.
Chat room. Okay, and Asif admitted that he took 17 classes or somewhere around there in 2 days.
That was hilarious. But I like that he actually brought that up. He was like, I was getting feedback that
I needed to take some classes.
So I took 17.
He's a hard worker.
Yeah, so we had some crumping, we had some b-boys, and I think Chris blended it very well, because he had some challenges, because the b-boys... That. We're like, a choreography.
Everyone in chat was like stage for the first round, by the
way. Stage, we're all thinking stage. Yep. Jaja.
Wait, right?
Yeah.
Jaja. I like Jaja too. But yes, Yaya.
Yaya.
in love with her.
She's adorable.
What I love her face. I love the interaction that she makes. I love that. Not always in hip-hop does it have to be, like, the white girl staying face, because it can be overbearing and aggressive. She brought a more, like, approachable, pleasant facials to it, so it was really awesome to see something different like that, and obviously her movement quality. I have no idea to do crumping, and it's awesome to see a chick, like, destroy it.
She brings it. She brought it.
Yeah, and this is one of the examples, and we've talked about this all during the audition. We're like, I feel like it's like a female street season to win. She's got 65,000 followers on Twitter. I mean, she's well known.
Cray, cray, cray. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, what did she do before this?
She's been with Philip Shabib and his group.
That's where I've seen her before.
Yeah. And she was well loved. Like, she could have easily, to me, could have been on season 11, and I would have been super happy. I was disappointed she didn't make it past Green Mile last year, so.
Oh, and she did. She auditioned last season.
Mm-hmm.
What? And she made it. She was doing
Green Mile.
Yep.
She's meant to do this season.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Quite possibly. Could be the winner. We don't know. I mean, but we've got a few more months. But
I'm like Kristen. She knows now to see.
Yeah. I've already looked at my crystal ball. I've talked to Nigel. She is the winner. Fox will be calling here tomorrow.
That's amazing.
I followed the girls on this one. How about you guys?
Chat, by the way, Lily, Durango, Mexico. Well done. Love you,
Thank
chat.
Thank you. Yes. Mexico. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Well, Brandon, Brian, and I were making jokes yesterday watching dress rehearsal. We were watching the guys because
they're handsome.
They're not too hurt in the eyes. I'm gonna see that. We call, was it
Beautiful B-Boys?
Ooh. Burum.
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 What's his nickname?
Burum. B1.
He's called Twinkle, because when he looks at you with like the full blown eyes and the light shines in your eyes, it's like. It's a twinkle. So he's Twinkle. And then.
Twinkle.
Aesop is.
Little Star.
We had, what was it? Hottie Tamale? It was a little bit more inconspicuous, you know, just like, hey, it's Hots over there. It's Hots and Twinkle.
Hots and Twinkle.
Hots and Twinkle alert.
Good for them for, like, they pulled it together because I know they were struggling in rehearsal with some of the choreography, but they looked really good out there. I did, but I just was interested in seeing Yaya, and then I thought Lily held her own next to Yaya.
She had great energy. I thought it was a fantastic job on her part.
Yeah, I thought everyone did their part for this one. I think my eyes were probably going to Yaya, and I also think my eyes actually were going to Asaf a bit for that one. I think I was like wanting to pay attention to see how he was how he was handling things, and
I agree with
there
that.
Was a few moments where when they were doing some of their floor stuff, he and B1, it seemed like they might have gotten a little bit out of sync if they were supposed to be in sync, but I don't know. I couldn't do any of that, so I was like...
So, you know, we're going to do Applejacks into windmills.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
right.
Apple stuff.
Just that.
But yeah, no, that is true. I did notice the timing. I think they were counting the music a little bit different. I don't know. I just could hear, like, one was like, and the next one was on the one.
Yeah.
And one. You know, it's like, oh, wait.
You're like, I got it. Wait. We're almost together.
Yeah.
Then we move into the next stage piece, which was from Brian Friedman, who's finally back. We haven't seen him in a few seasons. He hasn't choreographed since 2013.
Loved this
favorite
one.
Piece of the whole night.
All right. Oh. We've got Haley, Marissa, and Alexa. Although she spells it Alexia, and everyone was
calling her
Alexa.
Thank you. I was like, wait, which one is it?
I don't know.
It's spelled like Alexia.
Yes.
But everyone was calling her Alexa. So, Alexia, give us a call. Or tweet us and let us know so we can pronounce you correctly all season.
Alexia.
Who stood out to you in this piece? Because this one was really interesting to me.
I think Haley, for me.
She was the one in the middle in the beginning?
The blonde. Mm-hmm. Like Madonna blonde.
Short little, yeah.
Haley. I think... She captured Brian Friedman, first of all, is a genius, and I love you, so I just want to say that. I really want to learn from you. That's, you know, because I've actually never got to work or dance with him. Anywho, not about me, about Haley. She captured the accents, the clarity, the sharpness in that beginning, and the girls, like, do this nasty little booty round in the heels. I think just from beginning to end, it was fantastic. I think Marissa shined when they did the tricks, when they did the scooch, the floor, and the kip up. She is such a strong power dancer, but I don't think she actually captured the style and the moments, because she had, the camera was on her for this part. They just go, and it's like voguing. She had her hair in her mouth, and she went, bloop.
Like,
Even if your hair is in your mouth, girl, eat it.
Yeah. Find your camera, have your moment.
And just the hair.
Nobody does that better than Whitney Carson. I always say, girl knows the hair whip. She does it on Dancing with the Stars. She did it on So You
She's
Think.
She's the hair whip girl. I need to take personal lessons from
She's
her.
She's like... I think I even on my Instagram have the Whitney Carson hair whip. I did it last season. I'll dig it up somewhere. Because I was like, Whit, I love you and your hair whip. Because she's so good. And then she's like, find your camera.
But then the hair goes back to the place perfectly. That's what's amazing.
Mine gets caught in my lip gloss.
Yeah. Mine gets caught in my earring. And I'm like,
I know, what am I doing? What was interesting to me is these three women that were dancing were so different.
Yes.
You have Marissa, who is, like, such a power dancer. I think she needs a little more polish and finesse on her dancing.
Yes.
Haley, who they were saying she needs to get out of her own style, but I thought she actually interpreted it in the end really well.
I thought the comments were weird, actually.
Yeah. And then Alexia seemed... you feel a little bit of the hesitation from her. Yes. Like, she wasn't fully there yet.
Completely agree with that. I think Alexia, she's having a similar journey that I'm having as well. Being in a genre that's not necessarily what you do a lot, it's about confidence. Fake it till you make it. She's a great dancer. It's just that confidence that was missing. If she had that confidence and that attack a little bit more, it would have been there. It would have been all together.
Yeah. And I worry on the first week, like, this is the week you need to just, like, pop and go for it because we need to get to know you.
Yeah. And if we don't like you in the first week, you're not going to be there, right?
So hard.
That's what happened to me. I almost got kicked off after first week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How horrifying is that?
I didn't call enough that first week?
I just...
Darn it.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's weird.
It was such an interesting experience.
Right.
But very humbling. Everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it you and Keon the very first week? Did they do a ballet number
together? No, because Cyrus was my partner. We did the Broadway Hairspray.
They didn't have you do your own genre the first week?
Introduction week, you know, we did the groups and stuff. I was with the ballet boys. Second week when we actually...
Okay, and then you went in with...
It was the Black and the Berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yeah.
What's the use? Yeah, I'm not going to sing it. But it was, the Hairspray one. But I think in the beginning it really is first impressions. How are you going to get America? What is it?
Yeah.
Little quirks about you. Facials. Can I relate to you? Do I feel like I could talk to you as a friend? I think those are really important things right in these first few weeks.
And for the girls, too, it's so hard because some of, like, the stronger... I always think of, like, Jenna because we would always hear feedback of, like, I don't get Jenna Johnson from season 10.
Loved her.
She's my favorite.
We heard the best comments from all the choreographers that came on our show. They were like...
About her.
She's got the best work ethic. And at the time, they had the top 10 saves, and she kept getting saved every week. Mm-hmm. And people at home were like, I don't get it. Because she had the confidence and she was fierce. And on Dancing with the Stars, it works phenomenally. Like, you just go, yeah, all there, get it. But so you think people were like, I think I'm intimidated. Like, what?
It's
interesting how it can work for you and it can work against you.
Yeah. What Nigel says, it's not America's best dancer, it's America's favorite dancer, right? Favorite personality type of deal.
So favorite dancer, yeah.
It's a mix of both. But when it comes to dancing in the real world, like, if you're sweet and kind and you go to work ethic, like, you don't have to be a certain personality. Like, if you get the job done in an amazing way, then we want you. And Jenna does that in a fantastic way.
Oh, God,
it's how she's
been
working ever since.
She posted a picture yesterday, like, with her, like, legs up. She's like, I just had 6 shows in a row. And I was like,
I saw you comment.
Hey, girl, am I going to get legs like that with 6 shows in a row? She was like,
She was like, miss you. I was like, come back. Come talk about something.
I texted her at the beginning of the season. She's on tour with Dancing with the Stars live right now. And I said, end of the season when you guys are done, please come here. So we're going to try and work it out.
Jenna Johnson?
Just one of the comments, though. So Nigel basically said that in their number with the three girls, like, they were almost emoting too much sex. And I actually wasn't getting that from Haley. I really wasn't. I thought she really handled it well. I didn't think it was too much. I could see how he could say that, perhaps, about some of the stuff. But I don't know. I thought she did an okay job.
I wonder. So take this as a grain of salt.
Okay.
We do have a variety of demographics watching the show.
True.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of conservative. And we have a lot of...
Younger.
We're the Miley Cyrus generation. You know what I mean? So I wonder if it was something to cater to those viewers. for me, I didn't feel as though it was forced sexuality from any of them. I think Brian really taught them it's womanly is inside. It's not like forced from her. It's like Vogue, sensual. So I think he did a great job with that. And I wonder if maybe he said that just to make sure that, you know, those viewers...
I covered that angle.
Right. They're like, oh, yeah, it's a little too sexy. I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have seen, like, dances that I'm like, that was a little... But right. I didn't feel that one at all with Brian.
It was sophisticated, like, if just perfectly done to the point where it's just at that point, like, just at that line.
It made me happy that Brian Friedman was back, actually, on the show. When I saw that, I was like, yes.
He's fierce.
Yes. Okay, this is a harder round. Team Street or Team Stage? So we had the Chris Scott group, and then we had the Brian Friedman group.
This is actually a really hard one.
I'm going to give it to Street on this one.
Really? I think I have to give it to Stage again.
I think I'm going to give it to Stage as well, because it resonated with me more personally, but I think that's the best Street ones. So far.
Yeah.
As we're going down the list.
Yeah. It's hard. That's why it was like, it's so interesting just like hearing everyone's perspective. Before we move along to some of the other dances, just want to remind you that AfterBuzz continues to offer complimentary shows, and it's because of great sponsors like Mazda.
Like Mazda. And Mazda has a question for all of you viewers out there, and let's see how I do with this for all of you this week. Does driving matter to you? There's over 4 million miles of road in the U.S. to find out, and that's a lot of ground to cover. Yeah. A lot of highways, freeways, wrong ways, and long ways. They're all there waiting to be driven on. So do you take that left turn at Albuquerque or just keep going? Do you wake up early Sunday morning for a drive before the traffic does? Or do you take the long, winding road home for a change? If driving matters to you, just get out and drive. Why? Because driving matters, right? Right. Mazda. Right. Yes. Thank you, Mazda.
And choreography by Eliana.
Yeah.
Right. Interpretive dancing. Interpretive
dancing. I feel like, you know, Mazda should give you a bonus for that.
You should pony up.
Right? Yep.
Let's move on to our ballet boys. We've got Jim and Darian. And I think this is Swan's first. This is Swan's first time choreographing on the show.
It seemed like they insinuated that to me.
Yeah, and for people that aren't familiar with him, okay, he was the artistic director of Cedar Lake, contemporary ballet, which we were talking about when we talked about Jessica.
Yeah.
But he's also known. He did Alvin Ailey. I mean, Donald Byrd, the group, Filadenko. He is an outstanding dancer. Like, YouTube, go watch some videos if you want a little dance history lesson. But I was thrilled to see him there. The number he choreographed for these boys was so hard.
So hard. That's what Travis said, too. He was like, this is the hardest number by far. Like,
hardest number of that show, I would say.
And I remember last year, Jackie and Jordan had that ballet number that was pretty killer. That first episode of season 11. And I was like, oh, God, it's so hard to do that in point shoes and, like, hit the numbers and be in unison and everything else. And they both struggled last year.
I remember the comments for that, actually.
Yeah. And Jordan fell off her point. I remember that. I was like, oh, poor girl. This exceeded that even in technique and difficulty level. And I was like, holy cow.
You know, I think both of them are exceptional technicians. I think one has one thing, one has the other. For me, I felt as though Darian captured the essence of contemporary ballet, being that I'm going to show you I'm on my leg and my technique, but still move off of it into the transition to the next thing. For me, I felt Jim was a little bit too stiff in his upper body, and I just felt like when he'd reach it, just that, as opposed to, like, you let yourself go more.
Yeah, he's doing the presentation of classical ballet.
Instead of letting it go. But Jim has a fantastic facility. Those legs and his releve, his positioning and his pirouettes. So I think it's, like, one's, like, a lot more technical, one's a bit more contemporary. We mix them together, you get the perfect thing, you know what I mean?
The perfect gent.
They struggled in unison on this. It was tough.
A lot of unison, and also, I lost a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know it's scary, but at that point, you gotta be like, balls to the wall, I'm just gonna enjoy myself.
And then all of a sudden, like, in the middle of the dance, there's, like, a petite allegro, like, sequence. And I was like, they must be so tired.
They look so tired. They were panting when they got to the comments. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how you could breathe through that. I have no idea. Like, you'd have to, like, literally choreograph, breathe in here, exhale here, breathe in here. Like, because you forget. You really do.
That no, number was brutal.
They look murdered. I mean, they were done, like, yeah.
They were happy it was over, I think.
But they're like, we did it. We did it. We did it.
What an honor to have a piece by Swanee. Swan.
Yeah.
Benoit.
I know.
Just what? Like, that's a legendary incredible. Dancer.
And I was just like, wow.
They're
wow.
primarily in releve, like that whole dance, too, which is killer on your calves and your feet.
Did you see Jim post a picture a couple weeks ago of his calves? I was looking through his Instagram. I was like, oh, god damn. They're like veined calves. They're so, like, so sculpted.
Sinewy muscles, yeah.
But his whole body is just, like, long, lean, and fierce.
Interesting well, comment from Paula on the costumes. She was
I
like,
thought that was interesting, actually.
What did she say? I don't remember.
She said, hopefully you'll get better costumes next week. Oh, she called it out. And you know, Wardrobe was backstage thinking, oh. Now, what I needed to know, and I meant to look this up and I didn't, but last year it was new wardrobe.
Marina.
Yeah, oh. Marina came in. Is Marina doing wardrobe this season?
Yes. She did Taylor's as well. Marina's done everybody. Mm-hmm. She is absolutely brilliant. She's absolutely brilliant. I'm getting confused by Paula's comment there. I don't know. I don't think the costume bothered me. I don't really remember it.
They weren't super flattering, but they weren't super offensive, though,
it
either.
It was, like, black short shorts and then, like a very...
kind of strappy.
Yeah, right? Like, black shirt that was... Yeah.
I think because the choreography spoke for itself, I don't think you necessarily had to have a big... like a big speaking costume. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, and I think also you need to remember that the choreographers have an inspiration for the entire dance, including what wardrobe looks like. So, you know, the wardrobe works in conjunction with what Swan wanted. So it's not 100% Marina's fault. It's a 50-50 collaboration. So
I really thought it highlighted just the their bodies. And I thought that was very... They should be highlighted in that way because they've worked very hard to... to have
diet regimen.
Show us your muscles.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. We go on to Street on Far Side in Phoenix. Last year's newest choreographers are back this season. So I was happy about that. Virgil, Ariana, and Uralis. And Uralis is interesting because she auditioned last year as the contemporary dancer, and this year she's on Team Street. So we just need to kind of remember that as things get mixed up.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yeah. She is I'm sorry, as I eat a piece of hair. She is absolutely gorgeous. I'm just to say that.
Curly sister, too.
Yeah. Curls, curl power, but...
Beautiful.
She's my favorite in that piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, let's talk about this, because this is definitely a concept piece. And I'm not sure all of the elements worked together. It was harder. And that's what happened. You wind up looking at Uralis, like, just going, I'm following her. And I love Virgil. I really like Virgil.
I love Virgil.
I want to give him a hug.
I know.
He's going to go far, because he's just really likable.
He's such a genuine,
and he's a good
genuine
dancer.
Soul. Like, dancing shows who you are in your soul. So if you're relatable, it just shows how kind you are in person.
And he's another trained street dancer. He's done Broadway. So he's, again.
What?
He's
on Broadway.
Yep. Yeah. What did he do a couple of years ago? But he's been on Broadway, so it's like...
Go Virgil.
Yeah,
wow.
Right?
Wow.
So, overall, if we were all watching Uralis, Ariana, because it was interesting that the judges' comments were like, we thought you were going to fade into the background, Ariana, but you didn't. And then the next judge was like, I thought you were going to fade into the background, but you didn't. And then I was like don't point this out.
I know.
To the viewers that are voting.
Don't. Shoot. Yeah,
that worries me.
Although it kind of confirmed what was actually going on in my brain a little bit. In the sense that she did kind of fade for me because my eyes kept going back to Uralis.
Yeah.
Totally. And I love Virgil. It just didn't... My eye was right... I mean, the whole time I was...
Especially when they drop it down, they're like traveling, you're like, oh, girl.
Yeah.
That red hot outfit. I don't know if maybe it was because of...
Virgil was in After Midnight on Broadway.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
What? I never got to see that.
Yeah. He's going to be another interesting one, again, that can do...
Oh, he's going to develop like he's...
This I piece, yeah. I love them. I love Far Side and Phoenix, and this piece was not my favorite by any stretch of the imagination.
I thought it was interesting choreo to the song. Bruno Mars is one of my absolute favorites. So that one,
yeah.
Like,
You make me feel like
I'm a And it's street and it's pop, so.
I thought it was interesting interpretation of it. I don't know if it necessarily was my favorite Mariah right. moves to the music. I think the setting, the gates, I think all of that was perfect. The costume of a good and bad, like.
It looked like a Broadway number to me. Like, it could have been on some, yeah. like, stage for a show. To me, that's, like, was I was a, getting.
Good point.
Yeah, musical theater.
It's musical theater street.
Yes.
I mean, it felt kind of messy to me overall, and yeah. I just felt like the whole concept, like, I get what they were going for. I'm not sure it was executed
not
in the way they were
And looking. I love them, but yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm happy to see them back.
We gotta reiterate.
Now, here's an interesting one. Team stage, team street for that set. Because we had
this
Jim
is really
and
funny. I'm going stage again.
I think I would go for stage on that one, just because I know how hard it was.
I'm going to go for stage. Yeah, okay. I'm going for stage.
All right. And
I'm like, let's see what Chad's saying now. Like, yeah, I think oh, wait, it's not catching up yet.
You're like,
what are you all saying?
And then here we go. This one's going to be kind of controversial because I think that the judges were harshest on Travis Wall, Team Stage, Edson, and Kate last night.
That was very, very interesting, I thought. I thought that their comments were definitely more harsh than they needed to be, but I also did kind of relate to Paula's comment about kind of feeling a bit of a void. The dancing was beautiful. The costuming was beautiful. Everything was beautiful, but I didn't feel connected to it like I did with Gabby's piece with the...
But Derek and Moses.
Yeah, all that stuff. Those were kind of similar in the sense of the movement and the emotion and all that. And maybe it's also because Kate, in the beginning, was talking about how she's older and so she can deliver more of all of that stuff. And I don't know if it's just the two of them together. I don't know, but I didn't hate it. I just didn't connect to it as much as I did the Stacey Tukey piece.
And this is interesting because Kate dances in Travis's Shaping Sound Company, so yeah. she's very familiar with his work and interpreting his work. They were talking about Kate and Edson like not connecting. I didn't feel that there was a chemistry between the two of them, but technically, beautiful dancing.
Yeah.
I always have to look at it like it's the dancers, but it's also the choreography, and I wonder if like somehow. I didn't feel like this was Travis's best piece ever, by any means, but I feel like the choreography and then the lack of chemistry between Edson and Kate, it all just didn't gel. Like, so it was like three elements instead of just like, oh, it's just the two of them interpreting the movement incorrectly.
I'm on your page.
I agree with everything you guys have said.
I'm just like,
it was good. It wasn't great. I think... She is with Shaping Sounds. She was older, so I felt like that bar was kind of set a little bit higher. And I know in life we're not supposed to have an expectations, and I'm learning that myself, but I guess I did have a little bit of expectations of thinking, okay, with that experience, I was ready to be, like, blown away. There were just moments for me, I felt like she did exactly what was needed, but didn't go over and beyond. I think facially she did wonderful, was expressing, but her movement-wise, like, I just wanted to feel more... Like, if you're, like, or you're thrashing him, or you're just like, oh, like, I want to see the bipolar emotions that you go through a little bit more dramatically, I think. Just a little bit more, but it was good, not great. It's not one that I really remembered.
Yeah.
I think it left all
of us a little bit confused. I think we just, when I see a Travis piece, I'm like, yeah. And I just felt like maybe it was just all the elements. And I have to say that Kate has been one of my early favorites, too. I love her spunk.
I love her.
Team Redhead. I love Yaya. I love the Redheads. Like, I just think that they're fun and interesting.
Hashtag Team Redhead. I'm so for that.
So, we'll see. I mean, I think that we'll see what they deliver next week, because next week it's all mixed up and you have, like, a stage person dancing with a street person.
I'm really excited for that, actually.
So excited.
Yeah, they said that Asif has he's dancing with a stage
Hottie
person.
Chats.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing on this, and I read Travis's blog this week, he thought that stage killed it, and that even though the judges were saying, we think it was Team Street's win this week.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, he's
Team's. He's a mentor, of course.
Yeah, he's gonna, you know, it's my babies did good.
Of course.
Oh.
So it's interesting for me because in all the pieces where I just voted with all of you, I was... enjoying a lot of the stage numbers comparable to the street. However, in the final two team dances, to me, it was demolished by street. Like, I freaking loved that, the song and the choreography, because I'm like a Fosse obsessy. But no, I mean, I think I would agree with the judges on that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, right?
I actually agree. I think majority of the people that I loved stuck out for me in street.
It's fascinating. And let's talk about those group numbers. The first one for stage was Warren Carlyle, he gives some of the most difficult Broadway choreography, but always just so well assembled. I actually tweeted him last night, and I was like, it just reminded me of, like, Fosse's final scene and All That Jazz, like a great homage to that. And if you guys haven't seen All That Jazz, please go out and watch it,
because
it's just killer. But in a wonderful way that it was Warren's own spin and style.
Yeah.
It was also giving me, like, Clockwork Orange on some level, which I don't know.
Some spin of All That Jazz at the end. Like,
final
scene. But I was, like, feeling it with the costuming and everything. I was like, I'm a little creeped out right now.
It was great.
Slightly.
But really,
in a good way, in a positive way.
Yeah,
like, absolutely. Gabby and Moses doing that little tap.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, I was like, go Moses. Great.
Go Moses.
I loved the final tableau. Kate was, like, right up there. I was like, bam, woman, see you. Like, I love that.
I loved I think it was the two jazz girls come out with the cane. They're, like, walking with the cane, and then they do a posse right behind the knee, and then they just do a little hip roll with it. I thought that's the moment where it was, like, just perfectly placed. It was like, oof. Overall, that was my favorite. I think the costumes for that, let's talk about costume. I think Marina did a wonderful job.
Nailed it.
They looked amazing. I was like, oh my
God. And no dancer likes to wear white, and they all looked incredible.
They all looked fantastic.
Like, she did, like, the high-waisted line. She knows how to make people look good.
She made everyone look fantastic. And all different body types out there, you know, this season with stage and street. And I was like, just nailed it.
Wait, but I think there's fantastic bodies this season. I don't know if you guys noticed this episode. There's, like, some girls who are shredded.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
Marissa was kind of
inspiration.
Shredded.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Team Redhead.
And
Kate.
There's a lot of great muscles.
Yes. Muscles.
A lot of muscles. Muscles. Let's also talk about nappy tabs. This is where it sealed the deal for Team Street.
Yes. I got goosies, like, everywhere.
Rallying the troops, you have street dancers that are all different styles, different levels of training.
Yeah.
They looked really cohesive as a group.
So funny. Such a great, like, balance of comedy and, you're really pretty. Like, it's just, like, I think they did a great job. Just Nappy Tabs knows how to choreograph, especially for TV. They know how to have the right camera angles. I don't know if you guys know this, but, like, I watched, like, the dress rehearsal, and some of the pieces look different live than on the show because cameras weren't getting that right angle. They were, like, hitting the miss in the in-betweens, and you're missing those little nuances. So I think Nappy Tap does a fantastic job about always being able to see every little detail in their pieces.
I love that. It is important choreographing for the camera. It's so different than choreographing for the stage. Mandy Moore is another one that I think knows very well how to get those angles and everything else. And we've had her here, and she's talked a lot about it and how important that is. But Nappy Tabs, you just like those tableaus, those moments.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. Those costumes were fantastic.
So good.
I loved it.
So good. I do want to talk about very quickly Jason Derulo. He had his number. You were supposed to be in it. You got injured. Choreographed by Amy Allen. I don't think they mentioned it on the show,
so they did not
want to throw that out. And it was so nice to see new faces. You would have been one of the new all-star faces. But tell us about rehearsals just quickly, like what it was like.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was awesome to be back in the studio. It was awesome to be back with everyone. And it was a great energy. It's like you're going to summer camp?
visit.
You're just like, woo, like, you just great energy, great time catching up with friends, but also everyone's so focused. We're feeding off each other's energy. There's no, like, meh, meh, like, you just none of that, like, catty stuff that you get because it's just everyone's appreciative of each other. And it creates such a great creative space. And it was awesome. And I think she had a lot on her plate collaborating the dolls and the point shoes, and then we got the hip-hop. Like, she had a lot to do with the different styles, trying to mesh them all together.
So cool.
Tiffany cool
stepped in for you, which was nice.
Thank you, Tiff.
Another season 9. I was like, that's kind of perfect. And I think, also, it's kind of like one of the coolest clubs to be a member of. Like, so you think, alumni, come on.
Yes.
Yes. I'm always like, when I get invited to an event, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I want to be a member of that club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are. You guys pretty much are.
Well, on the periphery.
Kristen's been a part of it for a while.
No, but you always feel like, because, you know, you weren't on the show. Like, the experience of being on the show, when I hear it from all of you guys, that it's just such a special experience, no matter where you wound up, whether you were, you know, number 18 or number 1 or number 8. It just was such a cool time.
There should be, so you think you can answer people over 30.
Sign up.
There should be also a choreographer's competition.
I agree with you.
I love that.
I think that should be the next thing, because there's some brilliant choreographers out there that don't get the opportunity to be on the show, but how cool would it be to, like,
highlight
see them compete or be like, you know, choreographer Michael Jackson, choreographer this, no, no, no.
Oh, I would love that. Nigel. Idea.
Nigel.
We're also celebrating 10 years of So You Think You Can Dance, and there's a special show next Tuesday.
I know.
So they're throwing that out there.
Do you know what that's going to be all about?
They're bringing in some guest stars. Were you supposed to... Are you going to be on it?
Oh,
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Were you supposed to be on it?
I might do like a crutch dance. We're going to...
Hit a triangle in the background.
Is it filming live?
Are they doing it live next Tuesday, or is it pre-taped?
Well, both. Like little segments. It's hard to do everything all of it live. So little bits and pieces, but yeah.
Similar to what they did with Dancing with the Stars.
Did you get an invite?
I did.
Where's my invite?
I know.
Okay.
We're going to be here, actually.
Oh, that's true. Sorry.
We're going to be here.
We are.
We're going to be here, and actually Jackie is going to come finally.
Yes, we're going to be here.
We're going to be here with Jackie. Jackie the Warren, so.
That's pretty awesome.
She confirmed. She's like, I'm going to make sure my whole day is clear. She booked something last.
It's happening.
And so she sent Zach and Nick and Marquette.
That was boy party last week.
Oh,
boy
party. Fun.
Boy party. We love boy party. All right, what have you been working on? I know you were traveling the world with Taylor Swift. You fell madly in love and got engaged. And now you're like upside down. Every photo, she's upside down doing some yoga inversion.
Which is fantastic.
You know, just exploring spaces all around me. It's been a whirlwind of a joiny since So You Think.
Joiny.
Albuquerque.
It's... Honestly, real spit. I kind of lost myself. I kind of lost my focus and my drive because I felt so empty and voided after. It was so amazing to be on that tour and to meet people personally and hear their stories. Like, it reminds us of why we do this. It's not about us. It's about making someone feel something. It's about them. And I think afterward, I gave so much, I had nothing left of me. And then it felt like my whole world changed without me really realizing or knowing what I was getting into. And, like, my boyfriend at the time broke up with me. I was a hot mess. Like, just crying on stage. I literally, like, we would do Travis's piece, or I did the Ram piece with Cole, and I was like, a couple times I actually really yelled. But it was a great outlet, because what comes from pain comes artistry. Mm-hmm. So after that, did a couple gigs, did a pole dancing for Nas, which I was like...
Well, that's cool.
I could die now. Like, thank you.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. I know. I was like, yes, but I'm like, I'm good. I'm happy. No. But anywho, Taylor happened amazing. Gave me the opportunity to have a consistent job and pick the pieces of myself back together. So through that whole tour, it was difficult for the first half of it because it just was like, I was like, where am I? What do I want to do? Like, what is next? And and it's funny enough, I became more insecure after the show. I felt like... My biggest fear was everyone's going to be like, oh, she's not as good as she was on the show. So I would have such anxiety attacks. I wouldn't go to auditions. I wouldn't go to classes because I'd cry myself to sleep.
You're sabotaging yourself.
That's what this whole journey of my life has been about, is self-love and self-acceptance.
I love it.
And I think I started doing yoga teacher training. So that's been another thing that I've been doing. And it's been helping me spiritually and also how I want to approach my movement and dance. So I'm hoping through this experience, which I know it is, it's... to love and accept myself and know my worth. And it's Loma took us down. So I think it'll be a time to, like, self-reflect so that when I come back to dance, I have a clear mind and that I won't self-sabotage when I go back into it. I won't over-push myself. I'll know how to push myself to the right limit and still be loving and caring to myself.
I love that. And I think we all do that. And we've all been on that journey. So it's always nice to hear. And all your Instagram posts are kind of awesome. So thank you so much for joining us. Tell everyone where they can find you online.
You guys can find me at Dance9Eliana on Twitter and Instagram, and Eliana Gerard, my full name. I have a fan page on Facebook.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Fanning it. I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean and on my YouTube show, Winos in Onesies.
All right, and we'll be back next week. I'm Kristen Burt. You can find me at Kristen Burt on Twitter, The Kristen Burt on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks for joining us. We'll have a lot more exciting things happening, So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.